Jordan Radio. Other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now. Everybody,
rock your body. We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities. The very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit has cautioned members of the public to be on high alert following forecasts of flash floods in the next 24 hours. Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima says government's education reforms are beginning to yield positive results following improved performance in the 2025 Grade 7 and Grade 9 national examinations. And in international news, President Zelensky says Russia launched a massive overnight attack on Ukraine using more than 600 drones and 30 missiles.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit has cautioned members of the public to be on high alert following forecasts of flash floods in the next 24 hours. According to a statement issued today, the DMMU says the Zambia Meteorological Department has predicted flash floods and flooding in several parts of the country, particularly in the high-risk and medium-risk areas. DMMU Senior Communications Officer Matthews Musukwa says the affected areas include southern Lusaka, central Wapula, northern Mchinga, and eastern provinces, among others. He does explain that the anticipated flooding is a result of persistent and heavy rainfall linked to the intertropical convergence zone and the Congo air boundary, which are currently influencing weather patterns across the country. Musukwa says the DMMU is urging residents, especially those in flood-prone areas, to follow safety advisories, including avoiding flooded streams and rivers, refraining from walking or driving through flooded roads, and keeping surroundings clear of debris to allow free flow of water. He has further advised members of the public to remain alert, regularly monitor weather updates from official government channels, and take precautionary measures to protect lives, property, and livelihoods.
977 News.
In other news, Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima says government's education reforms are beginning to yield positive results following improved performance in the 2025 Grade 7 and Grade 9 national examinations. Yakalima has attributed the improved outcomes to sustained government interventions and key policy reforms in the education sector. He singled out the decision to abolish automatic progression, explaining that only learners with the required competencies are now allowed to advance to secondary school. The minister also credited the improved results to various learning inputs and support programs implemented by government in collaboration with cooperating partners, which he said have strengthened teaching and learning across the country. At grade 7 level, more girls than boys sat for the 2025 examinations, with girls accounting for 52.3% of candidates compared to 47.67% boys.
977 News.
In more news, Acting Auditor General Ron Mwambwa says the 2024 Constituency Development Fund CDF audit report has identified weaknesses in expenditure that are undermining the fund's objective of delivering social and economic benefits to communities across Zambia. Dr. Mwambwa explained that the report reviews the general non-enforcement of CDF guidelines, resulting in systematic challenges. These include weak budget utilization and poor fund management, which have led to delayed project implementation. He further observed the misapplication of youth and women empowerment grants, with some beneficiaries diverting funds to unauthorized activities. The audit also highlighted ineffective management of soft loans characterized by poor recovery processes and weak enforcement of penalty provisions. This is according to a statement issued by Ellen Chikale, head of public relations in the Office of the Auditor General.
977 News.
And in more news, the Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu has described U.S. Ambassador to Zambia Michael Gonzalez's statement concerning aid and Chinese mining as misplaced. Gonzalez recently said the days of giving aid to Zambia while citizens are being poisoned by pollution from Chinese mines are over. The U.S. envoy emphasized that American companies have been unable to do business in Zambia for over 25 years due to bureaucratic corruption, despite the U.S. government providing aid. Democratic Union leader Njovu said America would try and counter China influence in Africa due to a number of reasons. He says China and Zambia have had a relationship spanning over 60 years with diplomatic ties established just 5 days after Zambia gained independence in 1964.
977 News.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, the Kitwe City Council has disbursed over 67 million kwacha to 792 small and medium enterprises SMEs since 2022 under the Constituency Development Fund CDF. Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo said that the UPND administration is committed to improving the lives of Zambians through government empowerment schemes. Matambo emphasized that the funds are revolving and must be repaid to allow more citizens to benefit. He warned the defaulters will not be tolerated with the recovery actions to be enforced by local authorities. Kitwe Town Clerk Patrick Kambita raised concerns over some past beneficiaries who have failed to honor their loan repayments, stressing that unpaid loans limit the number of new beneficiaries and slow down community development. You are still listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, President Zelensky says Russia launched a massive overnight attack on Ukraine using more than 600 drones and 30 missiles. At least three people have been reported killed, including a four-year-old boy killed in the central Zhytomyr region. Putin still cannot accept that he must stop killing, says Zelensky, and that means that the world is not putting enough pressure on Russia. The energy operator, Ukrenergo, says emergency power outages are in place in several regions of Ukraine as temperatures approach 0 Celsius. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news this evening, Chipolopolo team doctor Wesley Ngongo has dismissed online speculation suggesting that striker Pat Sandaka suffered a neck injury during his trademark somersault goal celebration. Reports on social media claim that the Leicester City forward missed a step during the celebration, raising fears of a possible injury. This is according to a statement issued on the Football Association of Zambia Facebook page. However, Dr. Ngongo has played down the concerns and confirmed that Daka is fit and pain-free. He added that Daka, who salvaged Zambia's point against Mali, has no pain, no neck stiffness, and no other issues. Dr. Ngongo has also allayed injury fears of Alamek Banda and Miguel Chaiwa, who were substituted during the match. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit has cautioned members of the public to be on a high alert following forecasts of flash floods in the next 24 hours. Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima says government's education reforms are beginning to yield positive results following improved performance in the 2025 Grade 7 and Grade 9 national examinations. And in international news, President Zelensky says Russia launched a